Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on Crossfire on this Wednesday morning, Wednesday, February the 21st, 2024, 11 minutes past the hour, 37 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area. Doesn't that look nice? 37 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Phone lines are open if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We had wall-to-wall calls there in hour number one. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say. Now, Judy, I hope you're out there this morning because obviously they're cheering for you in hour number one, that they enjoy when you call in and enjoy what you have to say. You know, it's just one of those things, honestly. Not everybody likes everything that everybody has to say. And I don't know what you do about that. It's just the way it goes. But hopefully we can agree and disagree in a civil way when we do this program and kind of go on from there. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, on another note, we were talking about Jessica Hauser being on last Friday from 9:15 until 11 a.m., and I got word during the break there that Jessica will be back this Friday with us for another run from 9:15 until 11 a.m. on Friday morning, so don't miss that. So Fridays are really packed. From 8:15 to 9 a.m., we have my program, and then Matt and Jess join me from 9:15 until 11 a.m., and then Pastor Craig is on from 11:15 to 12, Exchange Club from 12:15 to 1. Then we have Study His Word from 1:15 until 2 with Pastor Craig. And then Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself from 8:15 until 10 on Friday night. So it's really, Fridays are a lot of fun around here. And we have a really, really good time, to say the least. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
Doing good. No, I think that we...
those breaks catch us every time.
Right. They do.
They sneak up.
But, no, I mean, you know, it's Crossfire, but, you know, that's healthy. That's what we need. We need people to be willing to discuss controversial topics of substance. And I think one thing, you know... is sometimes consider playing devil's advocate, you know, and thinking about things abstractly and hypothetically. That can be healthy, you know, challenging things to say, okay, I was raised to think that a democracy or a republic is the only, you know, viable solution, but let me think about that and let me look at historical, you know, examples and perspectives. And try to argue the other side. Even if you may not come to the conclusion that you agree with the other side, just it gets your brain working that way. So that's what I try to do, you know, sometimes. And I think that I'm stronger for it.
Well, no, and I think these conversations are good, and I think it's good that they're held, and I think that everybody should be having them at some point or another, because I think people are involved at this particular point. And I did want to get this in because in hour number one, I did not get it in. Mary had sent me a message here, and I think because it's President's Day, People Magazine, historians have again named Donald Trump as the worst president in U.S. history, placing him 45th out of all former American presidents in a new poll. So that's from People Magazine, and Mary, thank you for sending that in. But it is interesting that he is at the bottom. Now, this is one of those win-lose situations for people, because I know a lot of people like Donald Trump, certainly in this area. So it's a lose that he ranks at the bottom, but it's also a win for people in this area because it bumps Harding up another notch on the list.
two Republican presidents. That doesn't go well with your Democrat platform, Scott.
It certainly doesn't. The Democrat. I don't know. They're going to revoke my Democratic show license here, having Jim Blessing on and the stuff he said the other morning, and Governor Taft, and
they're going to haul that donkey or jackass out of your office.
They'll never let those people on with me again. It's going to be a whole thing coming up here before you know it. But well, what did you make, by the way? Did you get to hear Jim Blessing on Monday?
I did, and ooh, to be honest, I am now very much interested in reading his grandmother's book.
Oh boy! I'll tell you what. You want to talk about Immaculate Conception?
That book's
got some interesting. It was the first tell-all book, really. The first. How should I put this? I mean, I can. It's salacious, to say the least, for its day.
Yeah, and it's funny because I actually just went to the first time. Now, I'd been to the Harding home many times, you know, over the years when I was a little kid. You know, we used to go field trips every other year, it seems. But this was the first time that I had gone there to see the new museum and see after all the renovations. And I was very impressed. I mean, they've done quite a job on the house, and in the museum is a beautiful, beautiful facility. And they have his genealogical, like, family tree, and they put that relationship outside of marriage, and they have that accounted for. So at least there's some recognition of it.
You know what's interesting? I'll tell you, just on that point that sprung into my head there. You know what's fascinating with the conversation that we just held? And I've said this many times. When I was in college, if I ever got an elective, I took a psychology, a sociology, a philosophy class, because that is what I found interesting. Now, okay, when it comes back to the idea of one person, a dictator. Now, forget the dictator here, but I want to go to President Harding. Herein lies the problem when anything is run by one person, in my opinion, from a business to a country to anything, a family, whatever. President Harding. Most people would say, good man. Everybody who met him liked him. Women voted for him in resounding numbers because they thought he looked nice. They thought he was the better choice. He won that election in a landslide, 60% of the vote. It was the first election where women had the right to vote. So all these things, his wife stayed with him. Most people liked him. The rub on President Harding was, he's too nice. He's a nice man. And yet, somewhere under that, he had these little picadillos where he was having a 20-year affair, where he was having an affair with a German spy, Kerry Phillips, where he was having an affair with somebody who was nearly 30 years younger than him and conceived a child in a closet in the White House and kept it hidden and didn't take care of it. Now, these are not things that we would say are equivalent with a good man. But yet, this good man, good guy, by all accounts, had his little picadillos.
Yeah. And I think that the pages of history have many examples of similar behaviors by, you know, great men, influential men. And it's kind of like that South Park episode. are you a fan of South Park?
I have. Not a huge fan, but I've seen it, yeah.
They bring that topic up when Tiger Woods cheated on his ex-wife, the Swedish woman. And like, what is it about wealthy and powerful men, like, you know, having affairs? And they come to the conclusion that it was like space aliens that were coming down.
Well,
instead of the practical reality that, like, yeah, most men, unfortunately, will not maintain fidelity when given the opportunity, plus, you know, a bunch of power and influence and money.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, though. I'm not even sure that this is a gender thing anymore, because as Jess and Matt and I were talking about on Friday, I thought it was very interesting, the idea that you know, women get tagged a lot of times if they've been in many relationships. They go, well, you know, they've been around the block, I think is what they would say. And it's interesting to me because, again, we said, well, that's a good person. They're a nice person. They do things in their life. Well, why in that one area of their life can they not get it right? And maybe that's the cynicism. And I think we have to look at President Harding. Why this? People thought he was a great leader. People, the country wanted him overwhelmingly. Women wanted him overwhelmingly. And here he does these little things. Bill Clinton was very popular. Look what he did with the intern. Roosevelt was very popular, had no relationship with his wife, died with his mistress in the house. I mean, it's very strange, because it's the argument always is, well, they're such a nice person, that can't be true. Well, what is it? What is it about the human psyche? You know, and again, my favorite topic, how many times people have been married, people take that as a knock, but people go, well, these are such nice people. There's just something wrong there. Something in that particular area ain't computing right.
Well, we don't have a very good grasp on reality, you know, and across the board. So human frailties and imperfections, you know, I guess hasn't been one of our strong points on outing, I guess.
No, and again, I'm not saying it makes them bad people, but all I'm saying is it is possible to hold two thoughts in your mind at the same time and go, okay, they're a nice person to me, they're nice to everybody else, they've got a great personality, but what's this other part? And if you still believe they're a nice person, well, let it fly. And you know, just speaking of the abortion issue, by the way, for people who don't think that that's a big issue, goodness gracious. When I talked about one morning talking about somebody who I knew who had an abortion, oh my Lord, you would have thought the roof was going to cave in if I was going to mention that person's name, because that's still seen as such apparently a scarlet letter. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, we definitely have certain topics that are you know, supercharged with emotion and are extremely divisive. Now, I think that, you know, the powers that be definitely utilize those in order to, you know, get us going at each other instead of coming together to address more poignant issues. And, you know, that's just been the case. That's what they do. And they have their friends in the mainstream media that, you know, gives their narrative one side or the other. You know, I'm not pointing fingers at CNN without pointing fingers at Fox. But that's just the reality. That's the way it is. It's all the world's a stage. And, you know, that's just another example of that.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. It struck my mind yesterday. There is somebody who I knew, and again, never going to say the name, but it was a girl, and she had, because a lot of people now tend to have very profane mouths. They have, and I don't even think they're realizing they're doing it half the time, and they talk in a very profane way. Now, this person was... She had such a clean mouth. A matter of fact, I bet there are people who've never heard her say a profane word. But there were two instances in the time that I knew her, and I'm not talking about isolated incidences, but there were two situations in which they would use a profane word. So obviously they knew them. Obviously they would say them. But only in those two instances. And
like recurring instances?
Yeah, recurring instances.
Okay.
But they would only use them
so if
then.
If they're reading about Stingray Jesus, they might use a profane term.
They might. Well, yeah, but it was more of situational. If that situation was happening, they would always use a profane word. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because they would never use it in public. They would never use it in a group of people. They would never use it in their normal vernacular. But every time they were in that situation, time and time and time again, they would use, and usually the same word. So
So it's like Pavlov's dog.
I guess. I don't know if they felt like that's what they had to say. I don't know if that's what they felt like they had to say. I don't know. I really don't know. But I always found that so peculiar, is that that's when they would use profanity. I don't know. It was very odd. So to me, I thought, isn't that interesting? Because I don't even know what that meant. It was odd. It was odd, though, because it wasn't part of their normal language.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the variations in personalities is pretty remarkable. And the fact that we get along as well as we do, you know, murder and, you know, carnage and everything aside, you know, for the most part, human beings get along pretty well, even though we're very, very, very different. And it's kind of fascinating when you think about it.
Don't you think, though, that most people, and that's with a you know, capital M, capital O, capital S, capital T, don't you think that most people behind closed doors, away from the general public, are a little different than they are in front of everybody else? That they will do things, they will say things that they would not want anybody else to know or hear, or they would say in front of anybody else. That there's always a little bit of a veneer. And to me, social media is the greatest veneer that people have, because everybody's always so happy and great and wonderful. So, you know, I think it's just another veneer.
Oh, no. Totally. I agree with you. And that's what's refreshing, is when you meet somebody that is, for the most part, genuine and is willing to stand for their convictions and to speak out and to not try to put on a facade. And it's not common to come across those people, but they do exist.
You know, I will say this. Very recently, there was somebody who I've known for a decent amount of time, and I thought, now I have to be very careful about saying this, I thought that they were a very genuine person, and that their actions were very genuine. And then I saw a couple things where I started to believe, and in the beginning it was just, oh, that's a little different. That's kind of an odd thing to say. And for the first time, I started to go, well, maybe they aren't. Maybe this isn't so much a genuine act of kindness. Maybe this is more to make them feel good. Maybe this is more so people think they're a nice person. I'm not really sure, because it was they had departures in their attitude that were very strange. Now, they weren't angry departures. They were just odd departures. And I thought, you know, this is very peculiar. Now, I don't know what was causing it. Maybe nothing was. Maybe that's what was there the whole time, and I just did not catch on to it. And again, not a bad person. Not somebody who I would, you know, block out. But I just started to think, you know, that's very odd behavior. And maybe that's why I like Carrington and Matt. Maybe that's why I like Jessica Hauser. Maybe that's why I like Pastor Craig and Sean and Terry and the whole gang.
And me.
And you, of course. Judy, Sarah, Adam, the whole gang around here. Because, and Mary Ellen, for that matter. Because I know, for good or bad, I'm getting the same person on and off the air. And for good or bad, I know anything can be said, and nobody's going to take it personally, and nobody's going to have a conniption. And, you know, I like that. I think that that's how life should be. That's how you don't end up being a phony. I'm sure, I you know, I come on for 2 hours, 5 days a week, and I'm sure people don't agree with me 100%, but you shouldn't. We're not the same people.
Amen.
Yeah,
I agree with that 100%. And yeah, Jim Blessing, I really thought that was a good interview, and it sparked an interest in me to investigate some things that I was, you know, passively aware of. It wasn't, something that was at the forefront of my interest. But yeah, that was a good interview for President's Day. And I will also, I listened last night to Matt's interview with
Yes, go ahead.
So
tell
I
us
give
about
him a shout out. I think that he did a very good job, and it was a compelling interview.
You know what? Like I said yesterday, I don't have any kids, but I think the feeling that I got with that and the feeling that I got on the job that Carrington and he did on Friday night and some other instances, I think that's how you feel when you have kids, that proud feeling that, hey, they're doing something they want to do. They're getting in there. Because like I said, I did not help him get that interview at all. I gave him pointers on how to get an interview, but I did not book that interview for him. And I, aside from tossing him one question when he asked me what I would ask him, which, you know, people do that, that was my extent to being involved in that. So I was completely proud with him. And you know what? Like I can say, and this was a happy moment. While that interview was playing Friday night, he was trying to book another interview. So there you go.
Oh, excellent. Well, I wish him the very best, and I think that he's going to continue to find success.
So do I, and I think next week, and I can't announce it yet because we have a meeting on Friday to finalize it, but I think next weekend there's going to be some fun things going on that I think will benefit both he and Carrington in this field, but also be a lot of fun. So I think they're both top-notch. I think they have traits that people heretofore who have been on this station in that role as a co-host with me maybe didn't have. And no fault of their own. Not everybody's meant to be around this. But those two, I think, are, and so young, to figure it out, I think is great.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that you guys bounce off each other well. So it works, and keep up the good work.
Onward and upward. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. And certainly there are big topics, and there are little topics. And there are anything in between. 33 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Always good to hear your voice on a sunny 37-degree morning.
And I got the crowbar out of the shed, and I come in here, and I thought, boy, I'd like to pry in on this conversation.
It's been a good one this morning, hasn't it?
Yeah. Sure has. And Judy, I hope she is listening because she is an awful good person to have come on and make the debate.
Yeah.
And getting back to words and stuff like profundity and stuff, you know what? A long time ago, they say, you know what? They're just blowing the steam off. But now they got a more polite word they use, venting. Now, all of us got to vent sometimes or we'd blow up, you know what I mean? So half the time and most of all the time when people trying to get up, and I'm including myself, I'm really a bad one at that. But I like to vent, and then once I vent, it don't take very long, cool off, and that's the way it is. So isn't it great to have a show like this? And you haven't got a show like this. I repeat myself all the time. Venting is a good medicine for any human being. And isn't it too bad that there's people sitting home alone and stuff like that, they can't vent, but they'd love to vent, but they just can't get the nerve up to vent. But once you vent and get it out of your system, it makes you feel such a better person. So, and, you know, talking about words, profanity and stuff, they aren't in the dictionary. Those words aren't in the dictionary at all. But a lot of people use them. But if you said that in public and around people, they'd say, I think that person is the one stupid. Idiotic, bad mouth person you ever hit, and I dirty mouth and whatever you want to use. But if you went to some other country and those people were using those same words that you heard in this country or in your language that you understand, and they were smiling at each other and calling you all kinds of names, and you'd just smile back because you wouldn't know what they're saying. So isn't it terrible that people take offense on some words that slip out of other people's mouth because they're a habit of saying them, and some can turn them off and turn it off that it slips. But using that as a leverage of saying, you know what, that person's no good. Well, like I say, I just made my point. If that was some other language and you didn't hear it, and you stood around and heard people talk in different languages and stuff, and you'd always say, well, I'd like to know that language. I'd like to know what they're talking about. They look at me and smile and everything, but are they talking about me? You'd be offended, wouldn't you?
Well, it's profanity is very interesting to me. And the only thing with that person that I could never figure out was, like I said, if you would have met them anywhere, you would never hear a profane word out of their mouth. And 90% of the time, there wasn't any. But there were two situations in life. And usually it was when I was alone with them, so it was not done in big groups, but two situations in which they would use profanity. And yeah. I always found that very funny because I thought, wonder what it is about these two situations that bring that out in you.
Some people don't even have to use it, and you get an opinion. What if sometimes, and here we go back into religion and politics, they walk out of a church, and then sometime you see someplace in a place that this and that, and you hear them really rattling off big time, bad time, you think, I wouldn't think that out of that person, but then can you turn against them right there because the language part, the mouth part, done it? No. That's just, you know, I've been around all different kinds of places where you work, and you sure get a different take on life when you're a young person and don't hear that stuff as much, and then all at once you get, as a grown person and a family, and you get into a area with men and women, and buddy, you hear all kinds, and it's a lot different. I went to work, and some of the places that I worked, you know, I wouldn't think they talk like that, but I did never judge them by what come out of their mouth. Have you ever really done that?
Yeah, you know what? It's very interesting. There are I've never judged anybody about what came out of their mouth. Although, right. Although what is interesting to me is people who overuse it. I mean, it's almost every third word in their vernacular. I do often wonder. Do they have a limited vocabulary? Because they'll use certain words in many different ways. Sometimes it'll be an adjective. Sometimes it'll be a verb. Sometimes it'll be a noun. And I wonder if
it's really boiling steam coming out or just a little bit. Hey, Scott, I just thought I'd butt in on that. And Judy, she comes back. I consider myself part of the talking team. And I think everyone, I'm telling you, anyone and everyone I've ever heard talk, it's really a pleasure to hear them. It just seems like it's an incentive that you've got to show that people can call in and do that, and they'd love to do it, but I'll get off here some more can. Have a good day, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's exactly right. It is hopefully the town hall of the airwaves. I hope that's what we have. And again, Judy, I do hope you're out there because obviously, people are cheering for you, and everybody deserves to give their opinion. That's just the way it is. This is America, and I think that's exactly as it should be. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind, anything we've been talking about, or anything else beyond what we've been talking about. That you would like to talk about, 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, I'm so glad Jessica Hauser is going to be back with us on Friday. Remember that. Now, another member of our little family here who I'm very glad to have aboard every Friday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. Look forward to that again on Friday. What else do we got going on here? I'm so glad that the feedback on Matt's interview has been so positive. You know, Matt listens in the morning, so I'm glad he's hearing all these positive things. And you know what? I think a very positive career is on the way. You know, how do you say this? It must be very difficult to have a young person, I guess maybe anywhere from 17 to 25, who maybe isn't interested in doing anything or moving on with their field or I don't know. I think at some point you got to be somewhat career oriented. I think, and it can't be about money. It does have to be about love. I know some people will poo-poo that and say you got to make the big money, but I'm telling you, I would rather love what I do than get the big check. Now, if you can do both, that's a happy time as well. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. And again, I do have some meetings on Friday, so hopefully I'll be able to tell you about the big events coming up next weekend very soon. You know, I went to Scioto Shoe Mart on Monday. They were having their big President's Day sale. You know, remember when everybody used to have President's Day sales and Labor Day sales and things of that nature? Scioto Shoe Mart had a President's Day sale on Monday, but I got there kind of late in the day. I didn't get over there till maybe 3 or 4 or something like that. Boy, were they busy, but also, boy, were they picked over. No shoes for me on Monday at Scioto Shoe Mart, although they did have a great selection. Okay. Oh, I did want to mention this, and this is a very... You know, I've heard about this since Friday. I think it happened on Friday or Saturday. The gentleman, where I used to see him was at Logan Tire. Curtis Logan, and his obituary just came out yesterday, dead at 53 years old. This is just such a terrible, terrible story. And I don't know the ins and outs of this, but a lot of people knew Curtis from working and I believe being one of the owners over at Logan Tire and being so young at 53. But it's my understanding he was at, now again, if I'm wrong about this, I was not a part of any of this, but I my understanding that he was either at or around the River Valley basketball game on Friday night and something happened and obviously, he did not make it, and I don't think anybody was aware of any medical conditions he had. Maybe he did have some. I don't really know. Regardless, the reason I'm bringing this up is it's sad. It's somebody from the community. It's somebody who was only 53 years old. It's just depressing, and it makes me think something that I try to say a lot. Tell people how you feel about them. Just because somebody's 53 or 23 or whatever doesn't mean they're going to be around forever. And you've got to tell them. And near as I can tell, this person did not have any ailments going into this game on Friday. And, you know, here they are gone. And I'm sure that they did not think that was going to be their last night. Not only were they not ill, but they were living an active life. And boy, if you've ever got a grudge with somebody, we talked about grudges the other day, or you've got bad feeling with somebody, or you just haven't told somebody how you feel about them, you really need to do it. And I say it all the time, but boy, if this isn't a reminder to do that, because what a sad event this is, and I feel so badly for his family. I know he has a wife and a family, and I just hope that they're doing okay, because that has to be tremendously rattling and upsetting, and I would think for the whole basketball team, it's awful. It just is awful. I mean, I don't know what more you say, but Curtis Logan, and I'm probably sure you saw him more at Logan Tire than anywhere else, gone at 53 years old. But hope he had a good life, and I'm sure he did. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm glad you brought that up, Scott. That's been on my mind ever since it happened. I was down to Tire Place, Logan Tire, the other day, and I went there to get the tire fixed and on my piece of equipment here. And I didn't say nothing to nobody, but the two fellows that was in there that works there steadily, one especially, I was just BS with all of them. They're just fun to BSers, boy, the good one. And Curtis, he was a bow hunter, and I always talked about bow hunting and fishing. And I noticed there was something just a little while back. I don't know. I can't remember because this incident, him passing away, just sparked it in my mind. But I noticed there was just a little different than when I'd go down there. And I'd go down there a couple, three times, maybe in a month, because I was always having the same trouble with the tire. But anyhow, getting back to the main subject, that was Kurt. He was, and I thought, you know, maybe he's alien a little bit. And I say, this is just my real private concern of thinking that way. And I thought, you know, he likes to bow hunt. The next time I'm going to see him for next year, that he maybe couldn't get around. Now, he didn't show no ailments, or he didn't show, I don't want anybody to get wrong with that. And I thought, I told Cheryl yesterday when I heard that, I said, you know what? I've always wanted him to come out here to my place and bow hunt because it's just kind of secluded and not very far away. He can come out there, and I got a place there he could hunt and maybe enjoy himself, and he wouldn't have to walk very far. He could drive his truck back here and this and that. But you know what? Yeah, that was shocking to me when I heard that. And I believe, Scott, he had two uncles, I believe. I don't think his brothers, but I don't know the family history. But they was tall, slim fellas. He was a little heavier set, but it was his uncles. And I didn't know his last name was Logan at all. I never put that two things together. So, I knew him. He's really a good fella, man. You could have, and it just seemed like he was just about an honest person running a business that you could ever meet. So I just thought I'd put that in there, Scott.
No, I believe it was Friday night is when this all happened, and I kept seeing these messages from the River Valley basketball team that their prayers go out to the Logan family, and I couldn't figure out what that was all about. And then we all come to find out, and I said, I don't know if it happened at the basketball game. I don't know exactly what went down there, but it's sad.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering to stick my nose in a little bit. I didn't hear any of the particulars, so I'm glad it wasn't an accident or something like that, that it was some body function or something giveaway for him.
Yeah.
Is that the way it was?
That's my understanding at this point.
Yeah, I said that's good enough with me. Yeah, it wasn't no terrible accident or nothing like that.
No, but you never know, do you? See, that's the 53 years old, and I'm sure when he got up that morning, he didn't think that was going to be his last.
Oh, yeah. In every place every time you go out in the public and leave your home and go out and see somebody else, you would never think nothing about that. Your mind just don't think like that. Or you see somebody that's been having some tough luck and stuff, you think, boy, they aren't going to be around much longer, and they'll be here for another 25 years.
You got it. You got it. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome, Scott.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, as Ted said there, I don't know what you say. It's just sad. I mean, that's all we can say. But again, if you have a grudge with somebody, if you have a problem, say something. I think that's very, very important. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Can we do like a little teeny tiny PSA real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody put me onto this about 10 or 12 years ago, and it saved my life. I don't know how many people know about this, because the more people I talk to about this, they're like, I never knew. Don't waste your money paying somebody to do your taxes. Community Action over on Bell Fountain Avenue does them for free.
Really?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what your income is?
There probably are income guidelines. Specifically off the top of my head, do I know what they are? No. But even when I worked at Whirlpool, and you know you make good money at Whirlpool, I was getting my taxes done for free. I've been doing it about 10 or 12 years now.
Oh, well, that's okay. Community Action out on Bell Fountain Avenue. That's also where Head Start is, isn't it?
Correct.
Yep, so they'll do your... do you have to make an appointment, do you know?
Yeah, and if you ain't did it, I meant to tell you a couple weeks ago, but sometimes it's hard to get in, and plus I get busy. I think that someone told me they only take 300 appointments a season, so I know how I'm able to get an appointment. Even before I get my W-2, I will call in January to get put on a waiting list to get an appointment. So it's probably too late now, but just for future reference sake, because I was always going to a certain tax preparation firm here in town and paying, like, bank, like a couple hundred to get my taxes done. Well, don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Hey, thanks for calling that in.
Doodle.
All right, there you go. Community Action in Town does taxes for free out on Bell Fountain Avenue. That's also where Head Start is. It's good to know those things like that. And I guess you could call. I mean, it is February, and see if they do have any spots open. Might as well give it a try. Certainly would not hurt if you need your taxes done. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. So we talked about the passing of Curtis Logan at the age of 53. And like I say, if anybody has any details they want to share about that, you know, at this point, I don't know if the why really or where or I don't know. I don't know if that matters. It's my understanding there was some correlation with the basketball game last week, but I don't know. I wasn't there. I really have not talked to anybody about it, so I really can't speak directly to that. But, again, I think a lot of people knew Curtis from Logan Tire. I mean, that's where I recognized the picture when I saw him. So, there you go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But make it a point to heal your... You know, didn't I just say this yesterday? Why in the world do people have grudges? What is the point of that? I don't get it. I don't understand what is the point of disliking somebody who at one point in your life you clearly liked. I mean, all grudges come from liking somebody, or why else would you have a grudge with them? I don't understand it. I don't know. There's some kind of emotional weirdness to that in my opinion, but whatever. It's mend your fences. You know, it's much easier. You know, here's something I'll give you. No matter what political party you are, no matter what you do, no matter who you are, the only way we're all going to survive on this planet is to survive together. We've got to get along on some points. We can disagree. We can disagree all day long, but we're going to have to go along together. And haven't you ever sat there and thought, you know, it's too bad that I don't see that person anymore. It's too bad I don't talk to that person anymore. It's too bad I'm not, you know, a coworker or something like that. Isn't it too bad that for whatever reason that went south? I mean, I think all people do that. And what is the harm in mending those fences? I mean, sometimes you just have to do it. I guess unless you don't want to do it. But remember, we don't have infinite time on this planet. So that's an important thing to always remember. Okay, what else do we got going on here today? You know, I haven't had a real good chance to tear into these confidential documents that were delivered last week. I'm going to try to do that, probably not tonight, but maybe tomorrow night. I'll get back into those and be able to tell you a whole lot more about that particular situation. And as I said, if it's a story that warrants being told, we'll tell it. Because if it's true, then I think it's in the public domain. Now, I will tell you this in our last 5 minutes. And again, the phone line is open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if there's anything on your mind. Yesterday, I was at the store, and a lady came up to me, and she was, you know, normal type of shopper. And she pulls this book out of her pocket, out of her purse, and she said, you know, she said, I've been reading this book. I got it a couple months ago, and I really like it. I have other copies of it. Would you like to have this? So she hands me the book. And it's interesting because the book is called Steps to Christ. Obviously a book. I don't want to say it's a book about religion. I don't necessarily know that that's what I would say. Certainly a book that has some interesting quotes in it. It has some interesting beliefs and thoughts and so on and so forth. But the point I wanted to make was, it was very nice of her to give me this book. And I think sometimes, no matter what the situation is, I think we should pay attention to what other people are reading. We should pay attention to what other people are doing. And why not? I mean, I found it interesting. You know, I certainly looked through this book and found I can find something interesting in just about anything. And I found interesting things in this book. I think it's very I can see why this book was interesting to this woman. And I can see why she's trying to pass the word along. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that it's a nice thing to do. What nice gestures. What about that? Do we still do nice gestures in this society? I certainly hope we do. But day to day, you never really know anymore. 57 minutes past the hour if you've been thinking about getting in today. We've got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hey, I do think I read the other day that the Jersey opens up on Friday. I believe. Friday? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I get a quick one in. It's been bothering me. I saw. I thought they said an Indianapolis 500 there on the this Monday, I think, because it was rained out. Was there ever I always thought the Indianapolis 500 was like on the Memorial Days or back there in the nice weather days or something like that. Was there a 500 or a 600 or something like that on TV that I got mixed up with?
Yeah, Sunday it was the Daytona 500.
Okay, the Daytona. All righty, that clears it up. I knew it wasn't this time of year for the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, you had that right. Indianapolis is always on Memorial Day weekend.
I have a cousin live down in Deltona, and so I had to go down around there when I was down in Florida, and I went over across, I think, Route 4 or Route 3, went over there, and I saw him, and I told Carol, I said, there they are both on the East Coast there, and you could get them mixed up, you know?
That's exactly right. You got it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Yes, Daytona 500 was on Sunday, I believe. Daytona 500. That's the stock car racing, NASCAR racing. All right, one more call here to get in. Go ahead, caller.
You can't rep the Jersey and not represent Fred over here on the west side.
Did I say Jersey? I meant to say Stewart's.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said Jersey.
No, Stewart's opens up on Friday the 23rd, I believe. And Fred's and the Jersey opened up on Valentine's Day.
Yep. I got to rep Fred's. That's my favorite. All right, peace.
Now, see that? I'm turning it. I could be a presidential candidate. I'm doing gaps
I'm
myself.
I'm just going to stop listening. I'm never calling you ever again.
No, me. I'm saying I did it. I might have said Jersey.
Oh, I think you did say Jersey.
Yeah, see? I don't even know what I'm saying half the time.
You'd like it if I never called you again this. So
No. Hey, by the way, did you, with 10 seconds left, did you hear last Friday when I referred to Mary Ellen as governor of Ohio?
Well, if that was, depending on where that was at in relationship to Jesus.
Morning. It was in the morning.
Stingray,
it was in the morning.
After Jesus.
You're listening
Stingray?
To the place for the best
hey, thanks for calling.
Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh